this is devastating news for the county, and I'm extremely disappointed that we should have learned this through the media. Otherwise, we wouldn't know this news. But I was in contact with the department and with the NRA, and there was nothing official until about 12 o'clock today. I think the minister was forced into announcing this once it had broken in the media. I believe this is not the way to do business. There should be consultation between the department, the NRA, the office in Donegal Town, and, of course, Donegal County Council. We understand that there are financial difficulties. However, I believe some of the projects should have been allowed to go ahead. It's not a blanket statement about the whole country, but it is about Donegal. It's a sweeping decision, and I believe that it's not too late for a meeting with the minister. I have today written him. I've asked him to visit Donegal, a county where we have no rail service, and that he should allow some of these projects to go ahead. There are job implications, there's employment, and there are economic implications for Donegal.
And you've suggested that this perhaps is a decision that is too big for one single minister and should perhaps have been a government decision.
Well, I believe it shouldn't be a unilateral decision by any one minister. That is very easy to take that decision if you're a minister in Dublin, if you're not familiar with rural Ireland, and certainly the minister isn't familiar with Donegal. And for that reason, I invited him to visit Donegal so that he could see it firsthand, the implications of his decision.